This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's Taliban government Sunday asked foreign airlines to resume commercial flights to and from Kabul. The Taliban said problems at the capital city's airport had been resolved and the facility is fully operational. The Kabul airport was closed for all commercial flights in the wake of the emergency evacuation of tens of thousands of foreigners and vulnerable Afghans that ensued after the Taliban takeover of Kabul on August 15th. The airport, which was damaged during the chaotic evacuation, has since been reopened for a limited number of aid and chartered passenger flights, with technical assistance mainly from Qatar. The takeover of Kabul essentially sealed Taliban control of the entire country of Afghanistan. Exit polls showed Germany's conservatives and their Social Democrat rivals were tied in Sunday's national election, leaving open which of them will lead the next government as Angela Merkel prepares to stand down after 16 years in power. Broadcaster ARD had a poll showing Merkel's conservative bloc won 25% of the vote. It was their weakest result in a post-war federal election and on a par with the center-left Social Democrats, with other polls showing the chancellor's rival party marginally ahead. Attention will now shift to informal discussions, likely with the Green Party with 15% and the liberal Free Democrats with 11% of the vote, followed by more formal coalition negotiations, which could take months. That could leave Merkel in a caretaker role. Merkel has been in power since 2005. She plans to step down after the election.